introduction, but it's important to know that she shares Torah in the Five Towns, is a featured speaker with the OU and with YU Torah, of course, and is a critical part of the Torah Imecha Nachiomi program. Mrs. Horowitz, we are so thrilled to have you here tonight, so thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. I am unmuted. You are muted. Thank you very much. Welcome to our special shiur. We are really a few hours away from the Yom Hadin, from the Yemei Hadin, from Rosh Hashanah, which will begin, of course, this coming Leil Shabbos Kodesh. So the topic of my shiur tonight is Teshuva, Tefillah, Utzadaka, the three keys to life.
This meeting is being recorded.
What's wrong? Okay. I want to thank Rabbi Bernstein very, very much for inviting me to present this shiur. I appreciate the opportunity to share Torah with all of you, even though we're not live. It's over Zoom. There is still a certain camaraderie that can be gained from a Zoom shiur because Torah connects us despite geographic location. It is my tefillah and hope that Dvarim Hayotzi min Halev Nechnasim El Halev. So we're just hours away, less than 48 hours from the start of the Yemei Hadin, from Yom Hadin, Yom Haras Olam, the creation of Adam Arishon, the first person, the first man, on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, and it is the day that we are all recreated anew. Teshuva, Tefillah, Tzedakah are the three keys to life, and they are the Inyani Diyoma and the Avoda of this time period. And we recall and we relate in one of the most stirring tefillos of the Rosh Hashanah liturgy and also recited on Yom Kippurim, Unisana Tokev Kedushas Hayom. Let us now relate the power of the day's holiness. Kihu Nora Va'ayom. It is an awesome and powerful and frightening day. And on this day, God's kingdom is established. And Rav Soloveitchik says that this day is coronation day. We can't forget with everything that we daven for that Rosh Hashanah is a day of coronation. In fact, I just heard Rav Ephraim Goldberg, some of you may have heard it also, it's a featured shiur on YU Torah right now, editor's pick. He was talking all the different reasons of why we say Tashlich by water and where did this custom come from. And one of the reasons that we recite Tashlich by water is because it used to be that they would anoint kings by the water. So the king was anointed by water. Today is coronation day. It is a day when we anoint the Ribbono Shel Olam as king over us. And therefore, we go to water to anoint the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. And God is Kosev V'Chosem. He writes and he stamps. V'Sofer Emona. He counts. V'Tizkor Kol Nishkachos. He remembers all that is forgotten. V'tiftach as Sefer HaZichronos. And he opens the book of remembrances. U'me'ala V'Karer. Our book is going to read by itself. The book of your deeds of this past year is going to read by itself. V'chosam yad kol adam ba. Not only that, you signed on the line. Your signature is on the line. I did it. And you're going to want to say, I don't remember. You think I remember what I did last year? Yad Aleph Tishrei. You think I remember what I said? You think I remember where I was? V'chosam yad kol adam ba. It's signed. It's there. U'vashofar gadol yitaka. V'kol demama daka yishama. The blow, the blast of the great shofar, and a still voice of God. His presence is heard. And even the angels are trembling. Hine yom adin. Levkot al tzvam maram bedin. Here it is, the day of judgment. Everyone is counted and appointed. And accounting is taken on this day. And all of the world's inhabitants pass before God, like sheep before the shepherd. And on Rosh Hashanah it is written, and on Yom Tzom Kippur it is signed, Kama ya'avun v'kama yibareyun. How many will pass from this world? This has been a sobering year. It has been a strange year. It has been a challenging year. It has been an unprecedented year. So yes, there have been pandemics before in history. And sometimes I hear people say, it's not unprecedented. There have been pandemics. That's fine. I never lived through one. And it's my assumption that none of you Stern College ladies have ever lived through one either. So for us, it's unprecedented. And for our leaders, it is as well, unless they were alive in the 1918 flu pandemic. Don't tell me it's not unprecedented. We're dealing with challenges and shyness for our Rabbanim and new ways of adjusting that we've never had before. Mi yechya u'mi yamus. Who will die and who will live? My sister-in-law sent me a picture this morning, a couple of pictures, full pages, I think, in Hamodia. Of the Jews that they know, all the names, list of Jews who passed away, Rechman Al-San, from the COVID pandemic this year. Mi v'kitzo, mi lo v'kitzo, who in his time, who before his time? Mi b'mayim, mi b'esh, mi b'cher, mi b'chay, mi b'ra, mi b'tzama. Mi b'ra'ash, mi b'magefa. if there's anything we're all davening for. Said the Ribbono Shel Olam should take this magefa away from us. You have to think often about Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We're going back into lockdown. It seems to be out of control in Eretz Yisrael. While we have the good news of the peace from the UAE, it's difficult. Who will have rest and who will be harried? Who will have quiet and who will be torn apart? Who will have shalva? Who will have yisurim? Who will be impoverished? Who will be rich? I'll lie upon our enemies. Three of the sibanim deal with God destroying our enemies. They should be lower down. Usashuva. Usafila utzedaka ma'avirin esroa hagzera. Repentance, prayer, and charity remove the evil decree. These are the three keys to life. Ad yom moso techaklo, until the day of death, God awaits our repentance. Im yashuv miyat tekablo. If we come back to Hashem, He immediately takes us back. What is man? Kicharas hanishbar, like a broken shard. Kichatzir yavesh, like a withering grass, kitzitz novel, a fading flower. What's man? Hayom kan machar bekever. We beseech your Ribbono Shel Olam for more life, to become close to Him, to return to Him, to live a life infused with meaning. Ukitzel over, a passing shade. Ucha'anan kala, a dissipating cloud. Ba'atahu melech kelchai v'kayam. Each of these topics, teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, Rabbi Bernstein, you don't want to let, I should let people in, or you? Do you want me to let people in? I'm the co-host. Or you'll do it. Okay. So I should just ignore. Okay. Usashuva, usafila, tzedaka, ma'avir, nesro, gzeira, these three aspects or tools or keys or gifts that God gives us erase the evil decree. I'm going to begin with the first one, which is teshuva. I have a feeling we're not going to get past teshuva, but I want to talk to you. The next 35 minutes or so that I'm allotted. What's teshuva? Is it return? Anishava habaita? Is it repentance? Choser b'teshuva? Is it to have a seat? Ani yoshevet b'kisei? What's teshuva? The inyanei d'yoma, the mitzvah sayom, is this topic of teshuva, this halachic process of teshuva. We are entering the Aseres Yemei teshuva. So teshuva means all of those things. Teshuva Yisrael al Hashem Elokecha ki kashalta ba'avanecha means to return unto God, the root being Shin Bet. It means to have a seat. If you return to God in repentance, you have a seat in this house of the Lord. You're saying this every day, twice a day. What does King David want? One thing. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. I want to dwell. I want to have a seat. I want to be a ben bayis in the house of God all the days of my life. One of the most powerful interpretations I ever heard in my life into the meaning of teshuva, and this is funny a little bit, ironic, because when I was asked to speak, I did not know who the other speakers were going to be. And I know that Moshe Weinberger just spoke. I have no idea what he spoke about. I'm just coming from another shiur. So I hope he didn't tell you this only because I want to tell it to you. What's teshuva? So a couple of years ago, a couple of falls ago, when I was in LA for the OU West Coast Convention, Moshe Weinberger was the keynote speaker. And at the Friday night Oneg, one of the main shuls in Pico, he spoke. And this is what he said. Sometimes a couple will come into him. I'm just going to call them. I don't remember the names. Rivka and Yitzchak. Maybe that's what he said. Maybe it's not. He really didn't. I don't know. Rivka and Yitzchak come in. Did he tell this to you? Tonight? Pay attention? Yes or no? I'm not embarrassed. Just tell me. I'm going to change my tactic. Rabbi Bernstein, tell me the truth. I don't want to repeat. Type it in the chat. She's crying. He doesn't know what's wrong. Yeah, the two girls I could see are smiling. Fine. Okay, so you know that teshuva means, was everyone here? Oh, the people who weren't here are wondering what teshuva means. I'll tell you a raga achas. Teshuva means turn your head around and pay attention. Yitzchak and Rivka come in. I'm going to try and say it quickly. And Rivka's crying and Yitzchak's looking everywhere. You'll tell me if I do a good job. How's that? And Yitzchak's looking everywhere, but at Rivka. And Rivka's crying. Rav Moshe Weinberger says, I'm pushing the tissues across the table. Why are you crying? So she says, I don't know. No, he says, I don't know. Are you here? So Yitzchak says, listen, Ram, but I don't know. I do everything she wants me to do. I wake up early. I got a minion. I take out the garbage. I got a daf yomi. I got to work. I pay the bills. I take out the garbage. I drive the kids to hockey. Whatever she asks me, I do. And she's crying and I'm pushing the tissues. So he says to Rivka, why are you here? So she says, Rabbi, it's true. Everything my husband says is true. He does all those things. But something's missing. And when I stood under the chuppah, this isn't what I signed up for. A connection is missing. A feeling is missing. Love is missing. We're not paying attention to each other. We're just going through the motions. First of all, that could be a true story, unfortunately. But what's the nimshal vis-a-vis us and the Ribbono Shel Olam? What Moshe Weinberger said, apparently you just heard this half hour ago. I had no idea what he was going to talk about. Sometimes you're so busy going through the motions in life, you're not paying attention to God. You could be asleep while you're awake. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Hei of Hilchos Teshuvah that the call of the shofar is Uru Yusheni Mishnaseichem, wake up you that slumbers. So you could be going through all the motions and never paying attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to quote, my whole family's coming downstairs. Love you, why that tough? I'm going to quote from the biography of Noach Weinberg. Noach Weinberg was the founder of Rosh Yeshiva, of Yeshivas Eisha Torah. And he used to tell over a joke frequently. A younger man tells a friend one day that he dreamed about Hashem the preceding night. His friend responds, there's nothing surprising of that. Of course you dream about Hashem. After all, you spend your entire day thinking about Hashem. What do you mean, said the younger man. I wake up early every morning. I have a learning seder before and after the Neitz Minyan. I have a quick breakfast. I take the kids to school. Then I rush to yeshiva. I learn until mincha. I follow by lunch and a brief nap. Then it's time for afternoon seder. And in that fashion, he continues describing his day until the bedtime recitation of the Kriya Shema. And he concludes, you see, every minute is accounted for. So when should I think about Hashem? And sometimes we're so busy going through the motions of what life demands of us. Exams, I'm not saying you. Studying, errands, preparing dinner, ordering dinner, figuring out how to live with the pandemic, figuring out how to Zoom, how to learn adequately, how to make connections, when I have to daven, when I have to do this, when I have to do that. You're so busy. You forget what you're doing. You forget who you're making brachos for. Not you. A person. Sometimes we forget the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. And Rivka says, this isn't what I signed up for. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Zacharti lachesed u'rayach, ahavas kilu lasayach. I remember the chesed of your youth. Ahavas kelula sayach, the love that you had for me when you were a kala. How do a chesed and kala feel about each other? All they want to think about is each other. All they want to do is spend time with each other. Text each other, you know what he said, you know what she said, when are we getting together, the wedding plans, they're so excited, there's so much love. It's not only going through the motions, there's so much feeling. And then sometimes, with time, that feeling is lost. What's teshuva? Turn your head around and pay attention. You shouldn't be so busy that you don't have time to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to share with you now the screen. 1 second, please. Yonatan, do you need something?
I'm asking hard, nothing. No.
Okay. Can I help you? Do you need me to find something?
No.
Okay. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva. Can you see my screen? Did I do a good job of telling over the Yitzchak and Rivka? I wasn't in that shir. I heard it 2.5 years ago. That's what an impression it made on me. It's the best interpretation and explanation. But you're not going to tell me I didn't do a good job. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Beis, Ezehi Teshuvah Gemura. What is complete repentance? There are 4 halachic stages of Teshuvah. The 4 halachic stages of Teshuvah, let's start in Halacha Beis, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. Umahi Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? Hu sheyazov hachot echeto. First of all, azivat hachet. You got to leave the sin. You can't be talking Lashon Hara and doing Teshuvah while you're talking Lashon Hara. Azivas hachet, you need to leave the sin. Hu sheyazov hachot echeto. V'yisro mimachshav to. Remove it from your mind. V'yigmar b'libo shelo yaseyu od. You have to resolve in your heart not to do it again. Yazov rasha darko. A wicked person must leave his path. V'chein yitnachem al sha'avar. Yisnachem al sha'avar. You have to regret for the past. So in this first sentence of the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah Perek Beis Halachot Beis, Rambam delineates for us the first 3 stages of Teshuvah. Yisnachem al sha'avar. Nun chas mem doesn't really mean comfort. It means to change your mind or have regret. First time we see it is right at the end of Parashas Noach and Perek Vav of Bereishis. To change your mind, to regret. The first stage of teshuva is charata. You have to regret your sin. If you don't regret the sin, you're not going to leave the sin. After you regret the sin, that's not enough. It's not enough to regret the sin. V'yigmar b'libo shelo yaseyu od. You must resolve in your heart, you will not do it anymore. Kabbalah al ha'asir. I'm not going to do the sin anymore. And furthermore, ya'azov hachot echeto azivat hachet. So there are different halachic stages and components. Teshuvah is not just a nice idea. It's a concrete process of returning unto Hashem. And through this process, we will come to pay attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam in life. Charata, do I regret my sin? How could you leave what you don't regret doing? Sometimes you need a daven for the self-awareness, to know what you're doing wrong so you could leave the sin. Regret. Charata. Aziva sacheit, leave the sin. Kabbalah al ha'asir, resolve for the future. It's not enough to regret the sin. It's not enough to leave the sin. I have to say, I'm never going to do it again. And finally, the final stage, v'ya'ir alav, yodea tamlo shelo yashuv v'zachei le'olam. Hashem, who knows the hidden, knows that that person will never do the sin again. V'tzarich lehisvados bisvatav. The final stage is oral vidi. So in this halacha, we're on Perek Beis, halachot Beis of Hilchos Teshuvah. The Rambam delineates the 4 concrete stages of Teshuvah. It's not enough to have a nice idea. God, I want to come back to you. Even though Moshe Weinberger says you can't come back to what you never left. A baby attached by the umbilical cord to the mother didn't leave the mother. How could you come back? How could you say Teshuvah means to return unto God? You can't leave God. Can't leave what you're connected to. If my neshama is a chelek elokai mimah, like the pasuk says in Yov, then I could never leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm connected always. Kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yamei sibecha v'kaveh el Hashem. What's a kav? It's the last pasuk of Kapitel Chav Zayin, pasuk Yudalit. What's a kav? A kav is a line. You remember in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Kav. I don't know when you all came back from your year. I don't know where you're up to in your schooling. A Rav Kav lets you ride unlimited rides, unlimited passes. Kav is a line. Kaveh el Hashem, David HaMelech says. Chazak v'yamei tzibecha v'kaveh el Hashem. Doesn't just mean hope to God. Resolve and strengthen your own hope to God. Make a kav between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Strengthen the kav if it's weakened between you and God. Pay attention. I went to Rav Shai Shechter saying this year, it was funny, I was laughing. He wasn't being funny, he was sad. I went to Rav Shai Shechter saying a shir. He was talking about parents who bless their children Friday night, one of the kavanas you're supposed to have. So Rav Shai Shechter said, sometimes I see parents blessing their children, I don't know what they're thinking about. They don't seem to be thinking about anything. It's humorous because that applies to all the brachas we make. Sometimes, you know what happens to me? Did I just make a bracha? I'll say, what do you mean, did I just make a bracha? If you know who gave you the drink, and you know who you're thanking, and you know that you need permission, otherwise it's me'ila and stealing brachas lamedei, then of course you know if you made a bracha. Are you paying attention to God? And Rivka says, I don't know. This isn't what I signed up for under the chuppah. And Yitzchak says, I'm doing everything she wants. Where's the Ahavas Kelula Sayach? the love you had for me when you were a kala. Are you paying any attention? Turn your head around and pay attention. But there are concrete stages. It's not enough to feel in your heart that you want to be a chozer b'teshuvah. You must go through the halachic stages. Charata. V'chein yisnachem al sha'avar. I regret what I did. Furthermore, ya'azov ha'chotei cheto. Aziva sacher. I have to leave the sin. Furthermore, v'yigmar belibo shelo yaseyu od. Kabbalah al ha'asid. And finally, v'tzarich lehisvados b'svatav. I have to orally confess my sin. And I have to say the averus. And that's the vidui. The climax of the process of teshuva occurs on the last day of the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom HaKippurim, when we engage in the process of vidui over and over. Vidui, says Rav Soloveitchik, is the courage to accuse yourself. So often, it's the tendency of man to blame everybody else. I mean, eists asher tzivisicha levelti achamim en achalta. I don't know. Aisha asher nesata imadi hines nali min eitz v'ochal. Was it me? You shouldn't have given me a woman. It was her fault. It was your fault. And he says to Isha, did you eat from the tree? And she says, I don't know. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik says, when a person stands in confession before the Ribono Shel Olam, stand as you are. No chachmos. Don't smooth yourself out. The Mizbeach can't be built from smooth stones. The Mizbeach has to be taken from stones that are uncut, rough. Why? Because the Mizbeach is a symbol for kapara, and a person makes himself into a korban. When you put yourself on that Mizbeach, that represents you. So it'll be much nicer, says the Rav, if I would smooth out the stones. Take a knife, take an implement of barzel, and smooth out the stones. Now everything's going to fit, like Lego, like clicks, like magnetiles. It'll be much more beautiful. No, you should leave a Mizbeach uncut. If you wave your sword over the Mizbeach, it's defiled. It'll be much prettier. Hashem doesn't want you to try and make yourself so pretty when you come for vidui. We don't need cover-up. We don't need makeup. We don't need chachmas. The Rav says, as you are. B'tzarich lehisvados b'svasav. Verbally confess. I did it. B'lashon hara, azil zohorim morim b'maso v'matan. Achilu Hashem. Adam says it was Isha. Adam says it was the Ribon Sholem. Isha says it was the Nachash. Nobody wants to accept any responsibility. Ayeka. When God comes walking in the garden, he says, where are you? But geographically, he wanted to know where Adam Arishon was. Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes, he was giving Adam a chance to do teshuva. Pay attention to me, says God. I'm right here. By Yishmael, called Hashem Elkim is Aleich Bagan, the Ruach Hayom. And what does Adam do when Hashem comes closer? Hashem is there. He's giving Adam a chance to repent. And what does Adam do? By Yishabe, Adam v'Ishto. They hide. Sometimes we hide from God. He could be my God in Shul, but he's not my God in my bedroom. He could be my God in public, but when I'm home with my children, I could do whatever I want, whatever I want. Ayeka, where are you? Rav Soloveitchik says, I'm interrupting the Rav to quote the Rav. Soloveitchik says, if you notice that the word Ayeka without nekudos, like it's written in a Sefer Torah, spells Eicha. The Rav says, if a person cannot answer the call of Ayeka in his life, he will be forced to lament and say Eicha. If a person cannot answer, where am I spiritually? Where am I geographically? Where am I in my relationship with God? Where am I holding in my life? Without chachmas, Don't cut the stones. This comes from two totally different pieces of our Soloveitchik. Don't cut the stones exactly as they are. That's how you have to come before the Ribbono Shel Olam. But when he comes to you and he presents himself, Dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, karo b'yos karov, he's right here. And I'm hiding. And I'm pushing the tissue, says Rav Moshe Weinberger. And she's crying, and he's looking at the ceiling, and he's looking at the floor, and he's looking at the phone. He doesn't know why we're here. Rivka says, he does everything I ask him to do. But where's the love? Where's the connection? Are we paying attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam in our life? I said, sometimes I see people blessing their children Friday night. I don't know what they're thinking about, but they're not thinking about Birkas Kohanim. Bracha for the Banim. If a person does not answer the call of God, if he doesn't answer Ayaka, he will be forced to say Eicha. And Taka, what happened to Adam and Isha? They were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Soloveitchik says, going back to the smooth stones, if a person is malamid zchus upon himself while he's confessing, it's not vidui. It's not confession, it's worthless. Quote, it says, in the Rav thinking out loud on the Parsha, Book of Shemos, Parshas Yisro. If a person is malamid zchus upon himself while he's confessing, it's not confession. I'm trying to be malamid zchus. I'm giving myself the benefit of that while I'm saying. So Soloveitchik says, so you stand there, you say, Oy, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mimela, I had da'agas ha-parnasa. It was difficult, this reason, that reason. Hashem says, I'm presenting myself to you. I'm right here. Let's rebuild our relationship. Let's come back to each other. And we have to have the resolve to be honest with ourselves, to be honest with God, and not let life get in the way of the Ahavas Kelula Sayach. I can't imagine the whole shiur is exactly the same as Rabbi Weinberger, is it? I'm having a complex now. I'm joking, you could smile. I could only see two of you, I appreciate it, and Rabbi Bernstein. I understand most people don't like to be on screen. I thank you all for joining. So it's not the same shiur, is it the exact same shiur? Rabbi Bernstein, is it the same shiur? Okay, whew, Baruch Hashem. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nehiya bedvaro. So, once we have resolved to turn our head around and pay attention, and then we go through the four halachic stages of teshuvah, as we saw in the Rambam together on the screen, charata, Aziva Sachei, Kabbalah Al Ha'asir, and Vidui. By the way, the Rambam discusses elsewhere, you don't have a free pass. When it comes to Mitzvos Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Yaptas Mechila, there's a fifth stage. It's not so pasha. Bein Adam L'Makom, God's quick to forgive. If you go through the halachic stages of Teshuvah and you start paying attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going back to screen share. I'm going back to the very last Mishnah and Maseches Yuma. Could you see? Okay. This is Maseches Yuma. Perchas Halacha Tes. See? Very last Mishnah in all of Yuma. Let's look at this together. Ha'omer. One who says... Tried to click on it. Ha'omer Achta V'Ashuv. Okay, this is... One second. I have an idea. Oy Hashem. One second. One second, okay? One second, Shmuel, please. I'm asking everyone to wait one second. My son, myself, should have patience for myself, you. Can you see this screen? I copied and pasted it in Meshdachas Yuma right here. One second, Shmuel Zanga. Love you. Laila Tov. You thought I was done. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I love you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay. When you have a mother who works a lot. Ha'omer Baruch Hashem. Okay. I'm not going to write which Mishnah it is. I already told you. It's Maseches Yuma Perachas Mishnah Tes. You really want to change your life. As busy as we are. And it's even harder today than ever before. We are constantly bombarded with information and news and WhatsApps and alerts and breaking news. Is it fake news? Is it real news? We don't even know. We can't get away from it. How should we pay attention to God? I read you the story from Noach Weinberg. He would tell over the joke. The younger man said, I'm so busy. When should I think about Hashem? I'm busy with davening. I'm busy with errands. I'm busy with groceries. I'm busy with Seder. I'm busy with Mishmar. I'm busy with this. I'm busy with that. When should I think about Hashem? You want to change your life. You want to be more introspective. You want back the Ahavas Kalula Sayach, the love of the Kala for the Chassan. Lechtech Acharei Bamidbar, Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, Kala will go anywhere for a Chassan. She doesn't care what he says. Let's go to the desert. I didn't pack food. No problem. I'm going into the desert. I love you. I want to be with you. Wonderful. It shouldn't be Yichud. There should be other people. It should be the oasis. Wonderful. You want to change. So the Mishnah tells you, Ha'omer echta va'ashuv. Echta, you're not like Adam. We're going to be misaking the sin of Adam HaRishon. You are going to accept responsibility. Your small stones are not cut. They're not smooth. When you cut va'alchei, you're not going to be melamed zchus upon yourself. Ha'omer echta va'ashuv, echta va'ashuv. Ein maspikim biyado la'asos teshuvah. The Mishnah tells you that he who says, Echtav Ashuv, it's okay. I will sin, I will repent. I'll sin, I'll repent. I will skip tefillah today and tomorrow I'll do teshuvah. Today I'll speak Lashon Hara, tomorrow I'll do teshuvah. What do you think, it's a game? Ein maspik and biyado la'asos teshuvah. They don't let you do teshuvah. You're not going to be assisted. It's not going to be given in your hand the capability to repent. Do you think that's what God wants from you? It's a game? Avodas Hashem is not a game, it's serious business. I answered a great line. I cut out, I hung it over my desk. Confucius says everybody has two lives. The second begins when you realize you only have one. He who says, he says, I'm going to spend my whole year sinning. It's okay, because when I come to Yom HaKippurim, Itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, the essence of the day gives atonement, so I could sin the whole year. I'm going to come to Yom Kippurim, and now I'll have teshuva. I don't need to do any work. Because Yom Kippurim by itself, Itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, the day is a day of atonement. Yom HaKippurim. Sorry. Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. You can't live like that. Aveiro shebein Adam Lamako, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. You went through the process of teshuva. You're going to pay attention to God. You have charata. By the way, it's such hard work. You have charata. Aziva sechei kabbalah ala asid. You did your vidui. Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Aveiro shebein adam lechaveiro. However, when it comes to sins between man and fellow man, ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper ad sheyiratza es chaveiro. Yom HaKippurim. And I told you that even in the Rambams, halacha in his Mishnah Torah, there's a fifth stage when it comes to being Adam Bechaveru. And for sins between man and fellow man, we have to make amends. God will forgive us if we gain atonement from somebody else. It's frightening. Who knows? All the things I said this past year, you think I remember? Hashem opens up the Sefer Zichronos. Bechosem Yad Ko Adam Bo. Can't remember what I did last week. I should remember what I did in the beginning of the year. Of Elimelech Biderman Shlita. It's an unbelievable pshat. If Rav Weinberg told you this also, then at least I'm in good company. I'm not making a joke. Ready? Of Elimelech Biderman, I want to take off the underline. Whoops. And highlight this. I was just going to do it on Sefaria, but I put it here so that we could see it because it wasn't letting me click on it. Rav Elimelech Biderman, I'm sure you've all heard of, leader, mashpia, Hasidic rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, is an unbelievable pshat. Sometimes a person feels a sense of yeush. Maybe you're working on the same tikkun amida, The same tikkun of mitzvahs, the same inyan of teshuva every year. Ribono shalom, I can't do it. So Rabbi Biderman says, never despair. HaOmer, he who says, Echta v'ashuv, every time I sin, I will do teshuva. Echta v'ashuv, every time I sin, I will do teshuva. In other words, not like the first guy who says, I'm going to sin, and then I'm going to do teshuva. It's magic, it's a trick. I'll just, you know, go to a confession booth, and then everything will be forgiven. So I could do whatever I want. I could live however I want, with no accountability, no responsibility, no foresight. HaOmer, Echta v'ashuv, Rav Biderman says, read this Mishnah, learn this Mishnah differently. He who says, Echta, every single time I sin, ashuv, I'll do teshuva. Echta, every single time I sin, even if I did it again after I resolved not to, v'ashuv, I will do teshuva. Ein maspikin, there's no safek, comma, biyado la'asos teshuva. HaOmer, Echta v'ashuv, he who says, Ribbono Shel, I want to be closer to you. I really want to change. I don't want to be a sinful person. I want to be more thoughtful. I want the love of a kala. I want to stand under the chuppah with you again. I don't want to be like Yitzchak and Rivka. Turn your head around and pay attention. I want it, Hashem. He who says, Echta v'ashuv, every time I sin, I will repent. Echta, every time I sin, v'ashuv, I will repent. Ein maspikin, like the word safek, there is no doubt. Biyado la'asos teshuva. In his hand, says Rav Biderman, is the capability. Ba'alitar misayin oso. He will be helped. Without a doubt, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help him do teshuva. It's tremendous. Echta v'ashuv. Echta v'ashuv, ein maspikin. If you are a person who resolves to change, and every single time you do that, you're going to pick yourself back up. Mishlei 24:16. Tzadik yipol sheva v'kamu rishayim yikashlu b'ra'a. A tzadik is a tzadik because, specifically because, every time he falls, he gets back up. The rasha is the one who stumbles in his iniquity because he doesn't have the power to rise again. Echta. So every time I fall, Ribbono Shel Olam, Salvechuk says, chet does not mean I sinned. Chet means I failed. It was an isayon, and I failed. But every time I fail, ashuv, I will come back to you. I will have a seat in your home. I will repent. I will pay attention to you, God. Echta v'ashuv. And again, I won't let the Yetzer get me down. I fell again. I will come back. Ein maspikin. There's no safek. There's no doubt. Biyado la'asos teshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. You will be a person who will have the koach of teshuva in your hand once more. One of my favorite stories in regard to teshuva comes from Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha. If you heard it, you're going to hear it again. Not the Rav Gal Achas version. I think that we can never hear this story too many times. I heard Rabbi Zev Lef say in a shir this morning, Al ti rasha b'fnei atzmecha. If a person sees themselves as a rasha, they lose hope. And once you lose hope, you think God doesn't need you. God doesn't want you. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is crying and saying, what happened to my children? Where's the hava kulu l'sayich? And he always wants to take us back. Not only is he makenu, he's avinu. Gilad, the son of a religious B'nai Brak family, left the path of Torah. He moved in with an irreligious relative somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, his life continued to spiral downward, out of control. He eventually became engaged to a non-Jewish girl. Even his non-Jewish relatives were upset by the turn of events. He tried and failed the relative to convince Gilad to break the engagement. However, Gilad refused. The relative persuaded Gilad that at least if you are severing ties with your family and the Jewish people, you should at least go home, face your parents, and tell them what you are planning to do. So Gilad agreed, and he invited himself home for Shabbat. on his terms. And he told his parents. He would spend Shabbos morning smoking. He would transgress the holy day before Hesiah. He was going to do whatever he wants. Pained though they were, they agreed. They wanted him to know he would always be their son and he would always be welcome. And on Shabbos afternoon, Gilad's father invited him to a shir, given by none other than Rabbi Aaron Leibsteiner. Rabbi Steinman was nifter 2.5 years ago on Chof Dalet Kislev. Surprisingly, Gilad agreed to go. After the shir, they went to give Shalom Aleichem to Rabbi Aaron Leibsteiner. Gilad's about to marry a non-Jewish girl. And Gilad's father mentioned to the Rosh Hashiva, sadly, Gilad was not shown by Shabbos. Rav Steinman looked at Gilad and he said, how long have you not been keeping Shabbos? Gilad answered, 2 years. And during that time, said Rav Steinman, did you ever have here hurray teshuvah, thoughts of repentance? Yes, said Gilad, about 4 times. And how long did each hear her teshuvah last? Approximately 10 minutes, said Gilad. Oh, said Rav Steinman. So it comes out that for 40 minutes during the last 2 years, you had the status of B'makom Shabalei Teshuvah Omdim, Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Omdim. For that I am jealous of you. He took Gilad's hand and he wished him a warm good Shabbos. Gilad returned to his relative's home, but Rav Steinman's words left him no peace. After a great deal of introspection, he broke off the relationship with a non-Jewish woman. He became once again Shomer Torah Mitzvos. When asked what compelled him to go with his father to see Rav Steinman in the first place, he had a very interesting response. In fourth grade, his class went to be tested by Rav Aaron Leib. The Rebbe requested an easy faher of the Rosh Hashiva for the boys. And the Rosh Hashiva asked very simple questions. And it was Gilad's turn to respond. Embarrassingly, he didn't know the answer. So Rav Aaron Leib asked him a simpler question, and he didn't know the answer. Rav Aaron Leib asked him a simpler question, and little Gilad did not know the answer. After the faher was over, the boys lined up. So Shalom Aleichem and thank you. And Rav Aaron Leib gave each boy a candy. And Gilad was embarrassed, and he understood that because he didn't answer the question, he would not receive a candy. As he approached the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Steinman said, in Torah and Yiddishkeit, we reward for effort, not for results. All the other boys put in effort for one question, so they got one candy. You put in effort for 3 questions, so you will get 3 candies. And with a smile, Rav Steinman handed Gilad 3 candies. Gilad said later, that concern and love and encouragement that the Rosh Hashiva showed me years ago always remained with me, and I was willing to see him again on that Shabbos afternoon. He saw me at my lowest point, and he didn't put me down. He showed me Hashem accepts every small step of teshuvah, and that's what turned my life around. And you come before the Ribono Shel Olam, don't cut the stones. Don't come with chachmas. Don't be melamed tzchus upon yourself, says the Rav. Stand as you are, unblemished, uncut, with all of your blemishes. And tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you want a relationship. You want the love of the Kala. You want to turn your head. You rather pay attention. And Hashem's always waiting to take us back because he's crying. And he's saying, where's the love of the Kala? And when we go through those stages and we really mean it, HaOmer Echtava Ashuv, Ein Maspikin, there is no suffix. Tzadik Yikpol Sheva V'kam, B'yado La Asos Teshuva, this person will be helped, Mina Shamayim, to be a Chozer B'tshuva. I thank Rabbi Bernstein. I hope the share was not the same. I thank you all for joining this evening. I wish you all a Kasiva, V'chasima Tova, a Gikka Ben Shdir Yimali Hashem, Kol Mishal Asli B'chan Tova. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rabbi Bernstein, very, very much.